כל הלשון, כל התורה, בכל מקום.
We are up to Oz Yoshe Moshe, the climax of the whole Kriyas Yamsuf, which, like we said, we try to relive every day of our lives, standing there at the shore and seeing we are frees and all the Mitzrayim are dead, and not only that, we got all the wealth of the Mitzrayim. Oz Yoshe Moshe. Then Moshe will sing. Rashi already points out, Chazal point out, that Yoshe is future form. It should say, Oz Shor Moshe. Why is it saying the future form? Ella, it's saying that Yoshe is a remnant of Tfiyas HaMeisim in HaTorah. In this Oz Yoshe, which we say every day, we are reminding ourselves, Yoshe will be singing. And that's what life is all about. The more we can do this, the more we are taking out of life what we can. Life should be a constant shira, constant singing to Hashem, focusing on all those wonderful good things that Hashem is giving to us. And this is where we start off in the morning, to put us in the mind frame. Sometimes we get up in the morning, we're all knocked out, and this didn't work out, nothing didn't work, this aches and other thing. When we get to this, stop for a minute. Yoshe Moshe, it's a shira, which is an example of a shira throughout history. What do you think of it? Mitzarecha Klai, so it could have had a lot of things to worry about at that point of time. What's going to be the future? Where going to be? We have, after everything's done, we're in a desert. We can't live in a desert. Hashem wanted to go there to Israel. These mighty kings over there. That was the greatest of Klai Yisrael. Tayaminu Bashem. They trusted HaKadosh Baruch Hu, relied on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore they didn't think that all the fears of the future. Hashem was with us, is with us, will be with us. And therefore that brought out that feeling of emotion. All of the Levi. It came into his heart, that emotional surge of excitement. I have to sing to Hashem. And here it wasn't even Moshe Rabbeinu, it was Moshe Bnei Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu Meili was the biggest tzaddik of Klal Yisrael. The entire Bnei Yisrael came to this recognition. And this is for each one of us to recognize. You don't have to be Moshe Rabbeinu. And the truth is, it's more than that, because the Rambam says that everybody can be like Moshe Rabbeinu. Hashem gives everybody his kliyos. Everybody's different. But each one of us has a certain kliyos, certain force within him, a positive force within him that he can use to elevate himself, to be extremely great, and go through all the different issues of life. So we're saying, that feeling of Moshe Rabbeinu, we are reliving, and that feeling of Klal Yisrael we're reliving, because we have a part of Moshe Rabbeinu, and we're definitely part of Klal Yisrael. And when we finish saying those Yosher every day, to think, yes, I have the things in my life also, but I'm going to be Shir Lashem also. And the wonderful things, like we say, Kigomal Aloy, all the great things he did for me, and doing for me, and keeping me going. We had those Siyad HaShemayas, the shining light within the darkness of the Olam Hazeh. So Yoimu Lema, it says also, what's this Lema? Lema to say to somebody else, no one's speaking to anybody else. Everyone is saying in unison. As I'll say this also, it's Lema L'Doiris. This is a Shira that was made not only to be said then, but throughout history. Should be said over, because once again, this is that Maimed, that situation that we came to the clarity of how the Tevis of Hashem should bring us to Shira. And that's supposed to accompany us throughout all the Golas, with all the trials and tribulations of Golas, till the Asad Lover, then we're going to continue singing it, and then we're going to sing even greater, because then we're going to sing for all the things we didn't understand throughout the Olam of Golas. The time of Gula, we're going to understand, and we're going to make a Shira for that also. A Shira Lashem Ki Go'o Go'o. Let's think to Hashem. He is the Almighty. He is greater and more powerful than any human being. Fortunately, in the Croatian world, the human being thinks he's the most powerful entity in the world, and we realize we're nothing. Hashem is everything. He's Sus v'rochva, Ron Bayon. The Sus and the rider of the Sus were equal. The human being who thinks he's controlling the world was just flung into the oceans and drowned in the depths together with his horse, because in the eyes of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, if he's not doing what is right, he has no more value than the horse itself. So that's what we say every morning. And if we didn't have Kavanah when we said it, we didn't get to say it. Just try to think about that once a day. So Yom Leimo, this is the message for Klal Yisrael throughout the Doris, throughout generations, throughout every day of our lives. To try to, in some way, bring ourselves to a point of a Shir El Hashem. I have what to sing to Hashem. I'm not just accepting what Hashem is doing. I'm excited. There's so much good in my life. We're alive. Everyone has his level of health and his level of sustenance and his level of family and whatever it is. The place where he's living, the house he's living in. There's so many things. When we think about it, so much Hashgacha, the fact that we're b'chlal alive. There's Nisan. And the thing that strengthens our feeling of Ashir Hashem is the feeling of Kigogo, I don't have to be afraid of anybody. Hashem is the most powerful. If I'm with Hashem, He will take care of me. The tzais Hashem dakish, gam oivav yashlamino. If the person does the right behavior, then even the people that try to do bad to him will make up with him. The sus v'roch v'om v'yom, entire nation is like one horse. And the driver of the horse, the humanity, who thinks they're controlling the world, is like the horse. They have no power. We're all in the hands of Hashem. The power we do have is the more we have that feeling of Shira, of expression of happiness, recognition of our closeness to Hashem, and Hashem cares for us, that elevates us above the entire world. Then we become something different than the Sus and the Reis, become the most powerful, the most cherished, most beloved, most successful nation and individuals in the world. Should be Zeicha to be able to have a Bechina of Shira every day of our lives. And Befrat, in the course of the day, every once in a while, something happens. Oh, that's exactly what I wanted to happen. And at that point in time, to have a little shira. Oh, it could be for little things. It doesn't have to be big things. You're looking for something, suddenly, oh, I know, I looked in the wrong place and I found it. Or whatever it is. We should be zeicha to live lives of shira l'Hashem. Be zeicha to birchas Hashem aleinu tamid.
עולם שלם של תוכן מחכה לך בכל הלשון 03-617-1111